St. Denis Preaching the Faith in France, sketch, by Joseph-Marie Vien. After training locally in Montpellier, Joseph-Marie Vien travelled to Paris in 1740, where he joined Natoire, another Provençal artist, who became his mentor. Vien won the French Grand Prix de Peinture in 1743 and settled in Paris from 1744 to 1750. He enjoyed a lengthy artistic career and received numerous official awards and honours. He achieved considerable success at the Salon of 1767, with a large painting illustrating the growing distance between the French school and the gracious refinement of the Rococo movement. The present work was commissioned by Abbot Jean-Baptiste Marduel, the curate of Saint-Roch, for the transept of his church, which had been remodelled by the French architect Boulay. The painting was hung opposite a quite different work, Saint Genevieve and the Miracle of the Victims of Burning Sickness by Gabriel François Doyen, known in French as the Miracle des Ardents. Vien stages an episode from the life of the 3rd century Saint Denis. He is shown haranguing a crowd, urging them to convert to Christianity. This small compositional study was presented by Vien to his clients for their approval prior to starting work on the vast, ambitious canvas. The picture's clear, effective compositional structure is organized across two registers. At the top of the steps, on the right, the saint is depicted swathed in luminous drapery, with his right arm raised towards the crowd. In the sky, an allegorical figure of religion holds a cross and a chalice, while an angel presents the palm of martyrdom, in reference to the atrocious tortures suffered by St. Denis at the hands of the Roman prefect Domitian. The figure's expansive, measured gestures complement the classical sobriety of the architecture. The strident reds, greens, and pinks in the foreground gradually give way, in the upper part of the picture, to a more delicate, luminous palette. The picture's grand, noble, classical style recalls the art of Raphael or Domenichino, and above all, the French painter Eustache Le Sueur. Diderot praised the rectitude and sagacity of Vien's work, in complete contrast to the great Baroque tumult of Doyen's painting opposite, although he regretted its somewhat cold atmosphere and found the artist lacking in poetry and imagination. In the context of its time, however, Vien's work clearly emerges as a bold new call for truth and simplicity in art, heralding the emergence of neoclassicism.